Are you prepared for the return of Jesus Christ? Do you sense that we are living in the final days before His glorious appearing? Now more than ever, it's crucial for believers to be ready and equipped for the coming move of God. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a vital message for you in this critical hour. In the End Time Readiness Package, you'll receive two powerful resources to help you navigate the narrow band of time before Christ's return. In Living at the End of Time, a time of supernatural increase, Kenneth Copeland reveals that we've entered a period of acceleration. You'll discover how to cooperate with God's end time agenda and experience signs, wonders, and miracles in your everyday life. In Gloria Copeland's mini book, Are You Ready? Learn how to stay watchful and in tune with the Spirit so you're fully prepared with God's word for what's ahead. Live victoriously and confidently, free from fear in these end times, and be ready for the greatest outpouring of God's glory ever seen. Get equipped with the End Time Readiness Package and receive books by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland on paperback or as digital downloads. Request your free package today on kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Find out how you can live healed, protected, and free from fear. Offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. I'm Pastor George Pearsons. This is my wife, Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons. And we are so grateful to Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for allowing us this time on their program to be able to bring some very, very special things that we're talking about right now. Terry, you look around us, you see what's going on, and we are definitely in the end times.
Yes, we're at the end. The Hebrew for it is the end of days. Mm-hmm. And we are, I don't know, we may be approaching the end of the last day when it comes to God's time clock by looking at Israel. We look at the things around us. We look at our own lives. You know, I was thinking about this, George. Mm-hmm. Jesus said perilous times. Paul said perilous times,
right,
perplexing
right.
times. Mm-hmm. And I noticed the other day that there were things that in the past had been easy. You just, problem comes up, you answer, it's not a big thing.
Yeah.
But it just seems to come with perplexity. It seems to come with uncertainty, with pressure that wasn't there before. It's in the air.
It's in the air.
It's in the air. It's the times themselves, not just what's happening, but the very atmosphere and the times themselves are producing, just self-producing trouble, pressure, perplexities, fear, anxiety. All of those are things that are coming against us as if nothing else were going to happen.
Right.
That is enough. But then you've got the potential of who knows. Jesus said, take heed that you're not deceived. Well, deception is at a level that's never even been comprehended before. Mm. When they can mimic your voice, your face, you can have people saying and doing things, or it looks like they are, but it's artificial. And so there's artificial intelligence, you know. There's also artificial stupidity. And we never needed that to be artificial. We were able to produce that in its authenticity. So we have to be prepared. You can't not be deceived just of your own choice because you don't want to be. You have to take not wanting to be and get with the one who will help you to not be deceived. Jesus said, my words are truth. I'm the truth. God is truth. The Holy Spirit sent to show us the truth. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we have to be keenly connected to Him. And I'm jumping ahead. So,
well, we have to be aware of this because what you just said, some of the things that we've been dealing with, these folks have been dealing with as well.
Yes.
And what the devil would try to do is isolate us to where things are going on in our lives and we don't know what's happening, but we realize, well, I've got three thoughts at the same time. We realize that others are going through the same thing. So we get together like this. We assemble. That's why you can't forsake the assembling
of
yourself
together, especially as you see the day approaching. I like what Mark Hankins says about that. Some assembly required.
That's right. So
some
we're assembling
you
ourselves.
You can't take it lightly.
So we're recognizing the pressure. There's spiritual pressure out there right now, and we're dealing with it. These are end times, and we're dealing with the spiritual pressure with these end time warnings and instructions. Now, let me read this scripture to you as we get into this, and then you can read the one from Timothy. But I'm reading from 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and then I'm looking here at, where did it go? Here it is. Believe the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. And what we're looking at today is a prophetic word. Now, there are a lot of prophetic words out there, but you have to look to the people that you trust, the prophets that you trust.
That are qualified because, yes. And not every word that says is tickling your ear. And
right.
And sometimes people pick up on things from the Spirit, but that doesn't make them a prophet. Paul said, he told Timothy, he said, you can listen to me because you've seen what I have endured, what I and my commitment, my love, my faith, and not just endured, but I've come out victorious. I have run my race. I've fulfilled my calling, my course. And so you can trust people that have a manner of truth. And everything, absolutely everything, has to line up with the Word of God and the witness of the Holy Spirit that you have on the inside if you have developed a hearing ear. You know, Solomon prayed that, Lord, give me a hearing ear, give me a hearing heart, one that discerns the difference between a lot of my Texas phrase for it, hoo-ha. There's a lot of hoo-ha, hoo-ha going on out there. Yeah. And I just don't pay a whole lot of attention to that. And you can become exhausted hearing about all the people and all the things. This is coming and that's coming. We can go to the Word of God. And then the Word of the Lord that comes through people that have been proven trustworthy in what they have to say.
That's right.
Okay.
So we're talking about a prophetic word. We'll get into that in just a moment. But read from 1 Timothy.
Well, this is
that.
Why, but you know, so, and what you just read in Chronicles, Pastor, was that about believe the prophets and you'll prosper. In the old covenant, that's all they had was the prophet, the priest, the king. And then there was a measure of anointing on those who were, would share and teach the scripture. But it wasn't like it is now where we have the fivefold apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. And then even as believers, we have the witness of the Holy Spirit. So prophecy, in fact, Paul said, I would that you all prophesy. A simple prophecy is to encourage and exhort and comfort. But why do we need prophecies? Why are they important? You know, whole denominations have said that's passed away. But we're missing something important in these last days. Paul said to Timothy, this charge and admonition I commit and trust to you, Timothy, my son, in accordance with the prophetic intimations, the prophetic unctions, the prophetic words, the prophetic insight that I had concerning you. Inspired and aided by them, you may wage the good warfare. So the very nature of prophecy is to warn us, and that with them, aided by them, then we're able to wage warfare. Now let's stop and think about that. There's spiritual warfare, of course, and spiritual warfare, what is it? Well, it's all the weapons of our warfare. Paul said, put on the whole armor of God, and also that we have spiritual warfare. They're not carnal. They're mighty through God, the pulling down of strongholds. So we have that weaponry, but it's also a mindset. It's an attitude. There's a difference between a time of war and a time of peace. And Ecclesiastes says that there's a time for everything, time of war, time of peace. So I remember my dad and others talking about World War II when our nation had literally been attacked and the time of war. It was a completely different mindset. You saved things that you didn't have to before. You sacrificed what you didn't have to sacrifice before. Your alert level went up, what you weren't alerted to before. Everything went into the war effort. Everything in our lives has to go into this war effort. We are already in a time of war. And Jesus said it's kingdom against kingdom. And that's the kingdom of God against the kingdom of darkness, but it's also kingdoms of governments and nations, but it's also people group against people group. We are at war as we stand in faith right now in this spiritual place. And these prophecies, they aid us. 1 Corinthians 14:3, he who prophesies speaks edification, exhortation, and comfort. And by being equipped with those things, and prophecy doesn't always come out just to talk about the future. It's often the spirit in which even a sermon is preached. It just has a different presentation. It has some, it's wrapped in something a little different. It comes differently. And in that, it delivers a level of spiritual provision for the immediate and preparation for what's coming.
So the prophetic word that we're talking about here, this came through Brother Copeland, August 6, 2010, and this is from the Southwest Believers Convention. And you wonder, now, why are you reading a prophecy that is so old? Well,
well, here's some in here that are pretty old,
right?
Too.
There you go. Exactly. And this really, I've studied this out for many years. I've seen it, and it's interesting how it really is for today. It's for right now. And it begins with this phrase, the world is in serious trouble. And I'm so glad the prophetic word didn't stop right there. It goes on. The world is in serious trouble, but for the household of faith and those that will cling to my word, everything is going to be all right. And we need to learn that phrase. We need to get that down on the inside of us, because many times in a word of prophecy, there'll be this, woe is us, woe is this, woe is everything else. It's all falling apart. And there is no hope in it whatsoever, nor instruction as to what we're to do. But you'll find in this word, there are warnings. There are things that are pointing to the future. But there are also things that we need to do in order to overcome and ride over the top.
This piece right here, George, then becomes, it actually becomes one of the weapons of our warfare.
Mm.
This,
yeah.
But for the household of faith, everything is going to be all right.
Yes.
In the very face of bad news, difficult situations, I mean, we've had it come. You know, everybody's got family. Everybody has life situations,
right,
church situations.
Right.
And so there have been times over the phone, something's come up. And what did we do? When it hit us, you know, Brother Hagin says sometimes things happen and it knocks your head right where your feet were just moments before, but where your knees were moments before. But this is what we'll say. But for the household of faith, everything is going to be all right. You see the mindset in that? It's a positioning, this mindset of warfare. I said, catch the Copeland eyes. I believe they'll come right through the screen. I mean it. Everything is going to be all right. Why? Because he said so, and I agree with him, so I say so. And sometimes that's all you got to do.
The world is in serious trouble. Some very hard things are coming in different places around the world. They are that way now, and they're not going to get better. They will continue to get worse and worse. It's on a downhill run that the world cannot stop. When I read this, I see the progression of time from 2010, and I see the things that have taken place over the years, and I see where we are right now. And in the natural realm, it's crazy. And I describe it from Isaiah 60 as gross darkness. We talk about this every time the government makes some kind of decision that is just so woke. We look at each other and go, that is gross darkness. That's gross darkness. But we are of the glory of God. We are the brightness of God in the midst of all of this. But we've been seeing it go get worse and worse and go further down and further down. It's on a downhill run that the world cannot stop. But
love that word.
For the household of faith, everything is going to be all right. You know, Brother Copeland is a faith specialist. We are faith specialists in this ministry. The word of faith which we preach, and we've had people try to talk us out of it. We've had people try to shame us out of it. We've had people try to move us off of what God has called us to do. But now, more than ever, we need to hear the word of faith preached to be able to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. We need to walk in an uncommon faith to be able to face what we're facing, go through what we're going through, and rise above it.
And faith, I can't help but mention this, why faith is so important, because it's by faith that we walk with God. It's by faith that we please God.
Yes.
So everything else you can learn in the kingdom, everything else you can learn or know or access, if you're going to really walk in it, it has to happen by faith. So that's why we preach faith. It's faith in the morning. It's faith in the noontime. And it's faith when the sun's going down. And then we put on a message and it's faith all night long, because faith, the things that make faith work is the word of God and the love of God. And those three things, that's a threefold cord that you can't break that. Faith and love at work based and rooted in the word of God.
As a pastor, I dissect these words.
Yes, you do.
I pull them apart. I look at them. I study them. And I see there are warnings in them. However, there is instruction for us. You will have to take a stand. You'll have to fight the good fight of faith. But when did you not have to do that? Then it goes back to, these are dangerous times. These are dangerous times financially. These are dangerous times in the earth, because the earth is weighted under a gross weight of sin. There are things and places and situations underneath the earth, in the oceans and in the heavens, that are being rattled and shaken. The earth is trying to break apart in different places. I'm telling you, the closer we come to the coming of Jesus, the more this shaking is going to take place. It's like two magnets coming together.
And one starts to shake because this is coming. And I see that. But then that the proper magnet that's in there, like Jesus coming, you know what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, it comes together. So, yes, these are dangerous times. But then here are the do's. This is what we do, and this is what we don't do. We stand on the word. And when you stand on the word, it will not come near you. As I've said before, you are not subject to the collateral damage of the curse. There's light in the land of Goshen. There's darkness in the land of Egypt.
Maybe we should say you don't have to be subject to it. But if we don't take up these things and pay attention to them, then we're not in position to walk in all that God has for us. But that's not you. You are doing it. You are taking up everything that you're hearing. You're listening to this, and you are quick to hear and do.
And when I say that, when I say I am not subject to the times, I am standing on the word with that. I am taking my stand. I am fighting the good fight of faith. I am not subject to the times. I am only subject to the word of God and to the kingdom of heaven. We have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son. Stand on my word and it will not come near you. Praise and worship my name. That's another one of the do's.
Yeah.
Praise and worship my name. Don't feed fear and trouble into your life through your mouth. Quit living in that house. Stop it. Stop living in that house. Stop living in, I'm getting emphatic about this, but we've got to say it this way. Stop living in fear. Stop it. Zero tolerance where fear is concerned.
But you have to, you can't just decide to do that. You have to have Holy Ghost Bible help to do that, because fear's everywhere. And it's natural to the human nature, the human nature. But it's not natural to your born-again spirit, if indeed you are born again. So when he says stop the fear, then that means do everything you have to identify fear and do whatever it takes to employ the weapons of your warfare to stop it.
And we plan to do something about that here on these broadcasts. We're going to talk about fear. We're going to talk about standing on the word. We're going to talk about clinging to the word. These are all things you have to do in order to prepare for the future and maintain that. Hopefully you have been doing it, but if you have not been doing those things, now's the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now is the time. Don't put it off. Don't get back over here. It says, into the household of faith. Feed on my word and not the bread of sorrow. Look in my face. Praise and worship and preach the word. Everything is going to be all right.
In the household of faith.
In the household of faith, everything is going to be all right. So what we're going to do today and then going into tomorrow, we're going to break some of these down. Here's a couple of them here, that the preparations that we make. The first one is we cling to the word. Cling to the word. And cling means to hold on tightly, to adhere firmly like glue. We hold on to the word. We bite down on the word. We don't let go of the word.
Amen.
Okay. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering.
I like that word profession. It could also be translated confession, mm-hmm. the words of your faith, what you profess. But I like the word profession because what's a professional? That's somebody that's really good at it. Somebody that's skilled and trained and developed and proven. Is your ability to use your faith proficient? Is the ability to use your faith so precise that you're actually a faith professional? If not, then you have to do what we've been talking about. Go to those messages on faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. See to it that what you're hearing is feeding your faith.
That's right. The Message translation of that says, let's keep a firm grip on the promises that keep us going. He always keeps his word. I like that. I like the fact that we keep that firm grip on the word of God. You know, working out in the gym, my trainers teach me one of the most important things that you can do with those weights, and we practice this, is the grip. You hold on to it. You grip it. You don't let go of it. And there's a strength in that. And as you grip the word, you hold on to it. And even though the devil is going to try to steal it from you, you don't let it go.
You grip without a grip. Sorry.
Just like she said, you grip without a gripe. Proverbs 6:20-22, my son, keep a grip on the Father's commandment.
That's good.
Forsake it not. Forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon your heart. Tie them around your neck. And when you go, and I added this in here, the word shall lead you. When you sleep, the word shall keep you. And when you wake up, the word shall talk to you.
That's really a wonderful thing, to just wake up and the word is talking to you.
Praise
God.
That's
how he prepares. That's the voice of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the voice of the word. And when he's talking the word, and to just wake up knowing, to wake up hearing, to wake up. And it's not like an audible thing. So it's just knowing. It's the believer's intuition.
In this last scripture here, Proverbs 6:21, in the Message, wrap yourself in them. Wrap yourself in the word from head to foot. Wear them like a scarf around your neck.
Praise God.
Praise God. And you know, one of the most important things that we can do, a person can do in the times that we are in, is to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior.
That what he said earlier about we've been translated out of darkness into the kingdom mm-hmm. of the Son of his love. Well, how do you make that transfer? How do you transfer your citizenship? Well, you transfer your citizenship by faith.
Yeah.
By faith believing
yeah.
that Jesus paid the price for you. He paid the price for your ticket. He made the way for you to make that transfer out of darkness into light. Out of death into life. You know, some people say, well, if you receive Jesus, you'll live forever. You're going to live forever one way or another. But who are you going to live it with?
That's right.
What will you live it in the with eternal light and life? Right from that decision forward in your spirit, man, or are you going to live with that same gnawing fear of death forever and ever, separated from any hope of rescue? So we want to give you the opportunity today to make that shift, make that change. You say, well, I already know the Lord, Pastor Terry. Well, then while we pray, why don't you hold up those that you know that don't know the Lord. Make yourself available as an instrument to lead others to Him. And at the same time, taking your stand of faith, as Pastor said, I am the redeemed of the Lord, and I say so.
That's right. Okay? That's Pastor. Right. So right now, put your hand over your heart and say this after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
As my Lord and my Savior.
As my Lord and my Savior.
Take my life.
Take my life.
And do something with it.
Do something with it, Lord.
You are my healer.
You are my healer.
You are my deliverer.
You're my deliverer.
You're my provider.
You're my provider.
And I receive you now.
I receive you now.
I receive the baptism with the Holy Spirit.
I receive the baptism with the Holy Spirit.
To be able to speak in other tongues.
To speak with other tongues.
And commune with you.
Commune with you.
Thank you for your love.
Thank you for your love.
And thank you for protecting me.
Thank you for protecting me.
In these troubled times.
In these troubled times.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
We've
Amen.
Got a book that we want to give to you absolutely free. He did it all for you with some other information with it. Please contact us, let us know, and we'll get this to you right away.
It's such a word of help. This will... There's so much in this, it's hard to even describe it all. And it's free if you just ask for it. And then maybe you want to put an offering in to go with it that helps us send it to a lot of other people. Praise the Lord.
Until tomorrow, remember this. We love you. God loves you.
And Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. It is called the Salvation Package. Learn about the new birth and how you can live your new life victoriously in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation. Keep your heart full of God's Word and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.
Welcome to kcm.org, your study center for victory. Get real help for real life problems. Select a topic for answers straight from the Bible. Then believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply what you've heard and read to experience real change in your situation. Each step provides pages of articles, video teachings, topical scripture lists, and recorded prayers and confessions from the Copelands. KCM.org has made it simple to tap into God's wisdom for real help in your life. KCM.org meets you where you are.